Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chris Trapasso from, I think I said his name wrong there. Can we do this again? CBSSports.com.
Here, my friend.
This is live.
We're live on the radio.
NFL draft analyst for CBSSports.com. Chris, how do you say your last name?
You actually said it perfectly. It's Trapasso.
Trapasso. Okay.
Now I'm spelling it phonetically
there. Trapasso. Okay. you watch these wide receivers work out. Steelers fans want a wide receiver with the 49th pick. Give us some names, Chris.
I think Denzel Mims from Baylor, who from 40-yard dash to three-cone drill had the best workout of any wide receiver here. He may have pushed himself maybe outside of that range, but I still think second round for him makes a lot of sense. He's an athletic kind of rebounder on the outside, very fast and explosive after the catch. Chase Claypool from Notre Dame, another guy, bulked up to around 240 pounds, but ran in the low 4.4s, had a 40-inch vertical. He's kind of like part tight end, part wide receiver, very, very powerful at the catch point, was very productive the last couple seasons at Notre Dame. In terms of the wide receivers that worked out, that impressed, I think those two, and then maybe along with Michael Pittman, another big receiver in this epically talented wide receiver class from USC, had a pretty good workout, ran in the 4.5s, but had a good three-cone time, vertical broad jump, tested like a second-round pick at the receiver spot. Another one that you can throw the football up to. And I think at 6'4 and 225, he separates pretty well. Was at the Senior Bowl, was very highly productive at USC the last two seasons. So those three guys would make sense if the Steelers wanted to add some size in the second round at pick 49, and that they would be good high upside receivers too, in that we saw how athletic they were at this combine.
Chris, this Steelers team is projected, it's not set in stone yet, but to have a compensatory third round pick somewhere in like pick 104, 105 range. Is there a tight end that you think falls to that point in the draft that actually has enough upside that they should draft or at least look to draft? Or is there nobody that fits that bill?
This tight end class is not very good. Just to kind of be point blank with it. And they all ran relatively slowly last night as compared to what we've seen from some of the past few tight end classes. Cole Kmet from Notre Dame would make a lot of sense, ran 4.7, but the rest of his testing here in Indianapolis was pretty good. You saw him make some plays after the catch and down the seam as a wide receiver-ish type player for the Fighting Irish this past season. So he has some upside because he's bigger. He's 6'5". He's around 260. He's a little bit stiff, but to have a good combine, I think, was really good for him. And one other name, Adam Trautman from Dayton. Small school, went to the Senior Bowl, really looked the part, got open pretty much the whole week in Mobile. Ran slow, ran like 4.8, but the rest of his combine was very good. He had a three-cone drill. Under 7 seconds, that's kind of the threshold that you want to see, was the only tight end under 7 seconds in the three cone. So you know he can change directions very well. Those two guys give you receiving ability, maybe not so much as blocking prowess, but they have upside in that you don't just have to throw them, you know, underneath stuff. They can make some plays down the field.
Chris Trapasso from CBSSports.com, their draft analyst, joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. I need a little bit of clarification, Chris, on the way this wide receiver class is talked about because just about everybody says it's great, it's incredible, it's amazing, and then I don't see first-round picks. So why is that?
What do you mean? Like in
mock drafts, like everyone says these wide receivers are great. There's going to be a ton of really good number one wide receivers, guys that can be number one wide receivers, and then they're all like in the picks 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Well, I think the idea with those mock drafts would be that after Jerry Jeudy and CeeDee Lamb and probably Henry Ruggs, the guy who ran 4.27 and had a 42-inch vertical last night, that there's a thought that those guys will go early in the first round, probably in the top half of the first round or the top 20, but that a lot of teams will realize that there is a lot of high-quality depth, more so than there has been in a very long time at the receiver spot. So they'll address offensive tackle, edge rusher, corner, and then second, third, fourth round will actually ultimately be the sweet spot for when a lot of these highly touted receivers will ultimately be picked, but not necessarily, you know, a ton inside the first round.
Guy that ran slower than people expected was Rieger from TCU. Do you think that is a legitimate choice for the Steelers at 49? Do you think he falls that far?
It's hard to say because he had a 43-inch vertical. He had a broad jump of like 139 inches. It was tied for the longest broad jump among any wide receiver. Didn't have a good three cone. Had a pretty bad three cone for being kind of a smaller guy. And you're right, he ran slower than expected, 4.47. There was some buzz about him in the 4.3s. I think he could be there now. I'm not going to say that he tanked his draft stock, who's kind of a fringe first rounder. He does kind of fit, though, with the type of smaller separation-based wide receivers that the Steelers have really liked over the years under Kevin Colbert. Kind of reminds me of Deontay Johnson a little bit. He's not quite the same size. He's a little bit more compact. And his acceleration, like we saw in the vertical and the broad jump that really show that explosiveness, his acceleration off the line is outstanding. And I mean, 4.47 is still moving for a 5'11", 200-pound wide receiver. He kind of looks like a running back, and he plays like a running back in space, too. If he were there and that's what they wanted to do, I think Jalen Reagor would be an awesome pick for the Steelers to kind of round out this wide receiver group.
Chris Trapasso from CBSSports.com. Check him out there. Read his breakdown of last night's combine workouts and the stuff tonight, like running backs and offensive line. Chris, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
There you go. You want inside or outside receiver, Chris?
I actually want outside here.
Because you want Juju to slide in.
Yeah, I just think that's where they're the best team next year. The best version of themselves at receiver.
When are you the best version of yourself? You think for this four-hour sweet spot here? Are you at your best? Is the best Chris Mueller from 2 to 6 Eastern time, Monday through Friday?
I mean, I'd like to believe so. I'd like to believe I'm doing a good job. I don't know. You're teeing me up to be self-loathing here, and I'm trying not to be.
Good.
I don't know. I'd like to think that the best version...
When do you think you're at your worst? When you first wake up in the morning and
I actually think I'm at my best when I'm downstairs. Me and the little guy are hanging out. One or both dogs are hanging out with us. And we're like watching Cars 3. All is right with the world.
The Cars trilogy.
Oh, boy. It's like the Lord of the Rings.
Is the third edition like the worst a la Godfather?
No, the first one did not get great reviews. The second one's terrible. And then the
rebounded
the,
with
the
three.
The third one is considered arguably the best. Craig is in there, arms to the sky. The Pirates roaring back for Craig Riley.
A John Ryan Murphy grand slam. I watched this guy hit home runs in spring training and thought he's going to be the darling of spring training this year. And look at him go.
Craig, your genuine excitement is the saddest thing I've seen today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.